Be sure to look out your window in St. Louis as the train crosses America's greatest river, the storied Mississippi. You may be able to spot barges and casino boats on the banks of the river alongside this modern metropolitan area. Now try to picture a Native American village with canoes here long ago, or a settlement of French trappers in the 1600s. The mighty Mississippi has played key roles in human civilization for many centuries. Throughout time, the Mississippi provided support for all that inhabited its banks. The riverbank soil was enriched by yearly flooding to support crops, and the lush vegetation along the banks supported a wide array of wildlife. Along with bountiful hunting and fishing, people relied on the river for drinking and cooking water. Trade is important for human settlements as well, and this river has seen boats of all kinds. Among the many Native American tribes which relied on the river, the Ojibwe gave us the name we currently use. Mississippi means Great River in the Ojibwe language. As the largest river system in North America, the Great River has been a vital resource in the development and expansion of America. It stood in the path of explorers, challenging their ingenuity to cross it, and it stood in the minds of politicians as the key to westward expansion, an economic prize to be sought and held at all cost. As such, it has been fought over on the battlefield and used as a pawn in diplomatic exchanges. It was once the border of New France, New Spain, and the early United States, and it currently serves as the border for 10 U.S. states. While it has been important for travel and commerce throughout the ages, the river presented many challenges due to its slow current, varying depth, and shifting sandbars. At the start of the Mississippi in Minnesota, it's about the width of an Amtrak coach, increasing to nearly a mile wide just north of St. Louis and in a few other places along its course. In its 2,300-mile journey to sea level at the Gulf of Mexico, the river drops 1,474 feet in elevation. This is roughly equivalent to the length of 5 football fields. To make travel safer and more convenient in both directions, dams and locks have been constructed in many places. To control flooding, levees have been built along the banks of the Mississippi for almost the entire course of the river. These efforts are not always successful, as we know from news reports. Even in these days of advanced engineering, communities from North Dakota to Louisiana experience periodic flooding disasters. Thanks to the writings of Mark Twain, many of us can picture steamboat travel of the 1800s. However, riverboat commerce is not a thing of the past. Steamboats have been replaced by today's diesel towboats, pushing as many as 20 1,000-ton steel barges at a time. Waterborne commerce on the Mississippi has risen from 30 million tons in 1940 to approximately 300 million tons in 2009. This heavy commercial traffic includes grains, coke and coal, petroleum products, sand, gravel, and chemicals. Shipping continues to support communities large and small along the river, while people in riverside towns can enjoy the recreational advantages of wildlife watching, scenic hiking, and boating. 7 national park sites along the river protect historic and natural heritage, and numerous wildlife refuges, state and city parks also provide public access to the mighty Mississippi. We're privileged to get a glimpse of the river as the train crosses at St. Louis, but you might want to follow the lead of those early discoverers and explore more of this great river.